In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Boston.
Huh? You're playing, right? You know this is.
This is Journey.
Yeah, you do.
I always know when Wiggy asks. I didn't know it was Journey, but I knew your voice and I know you. So, which Journey is that?
That's Steve Perry.
Thank goodness. Is Steve Perry related to the Steve Perry of Aerosmith?
That I have no clue.
Craig's not here. We don't know.
Okay. Yes. Well, fun fact, Aerosmith, Boston band. Didn't know that? Nope. Walk this way, everybody. We're talking a list at ESPN. And in 20 minutes, Courtney, Shime, Wiggy, and myself will give you our top five most influential Boston athletes of the last 25 years. And spoiler alert, Katie Ledecky is not on Wiggy's list. So we're taking calls on this. If you're just joining us, Greg will be back Monday. This is the top 100 athlete list of the last 25 years, according to ESPN.com. It is the worst list I've ever seen. You're reacting to it. Wiggy doesn't like swimming. Courtney does. Let's go to Mike in Norwood, who wants to lecture Wiggy about this. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wiggy. I'm good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hey, Wiggy, answer me a question. What other sport uses every part, every muscle in your body, like swimming does?
Basketball, football.
Nope.
Hockey.
Hockey. I would say
swimming is
boxing.
Swimming is the only sport that uses every single one of your muscles in your body.
What?
How is that possible?
Swim. Yeah, you're not using face muscles to swim.
You trust me. Look it up, and I've swam my whole life.
Well, nobody's doubting that you're not using every muscle in your body, but you use every muscle in your body in most sports.
Right. What sport do you not use all your muscles?
Right.
Like, you don't use all your muscles in football all the time.
You don't think a linebacker uses all his muscles?
Yeah. Or an offensive line?
What muscles don't football players use?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What muscles do football players not use?
I don't use my face. I don't use my face.
You don't use your face? What are you talking about?
You don't use your face in swimming either.
Yeah, you do.
What? I'm so lost. What do you mean?
Look at a swimmer's face.
Look at a football player's face.
Oh, because they're frowning and stuff?
No. Well, I would say boxing then. Boxing uses every muscle. Because guess what? In boxing, you use your face to take a punch.
Floyd Mayweather's 50-0, and yet somehow he's 26th on the list.
Yeah, I don't really.
I don't know why that bothers me so much.
When we always have this discussion, people get so sensitive when you criticize swimmers and golfers. No one's saying what Michael Phelps accomplished, he wasn't great at what he did. But it's something that he...
Right, it's like winning a darts competition.
Yes, it's a skill that he's worked his whole life to be great at. That's what it is.
It's not a skill, though. It's a sport. And we can agree to disagree, but I think it's crazy. Like, that would be me calling something not a sport that I've never done before in my entire life.
You said NASCAR's not a sport.
I said that it's a different type of sport.
No, like, you said that...
I said that they're athletes. It's not a sport.
Right.
Yeah, so you saying that Michael Phelps isn't an athlete is crazy because you've never swam.
Right, but you've never driven a car at 200 miles an hour. So if you're saying NASCAR drivers are not athletes.
But I've driven a car.
But not at 200 miles an hour or going through the streets of France at a buck 75.
Well, that's different. That's not NASCAR.
It's still Formula One. You're still driving a vehicle.
Well, it's a different. I'm saying that's NASCAR and F1 is much different.
So F1, Formula One drivers, are they athletes?
Yeah.
but NASCAR isn't.
No, I said that they were athletes. I don't consider it a sport.
So you don't consider Formula One and NASCAR a sport?
I think Formula One is much different than NASCAR because you are doing a different type of course than just around and around. So I think F1 is more of a sport than NASCAR.
I don't know. And by the way, it's Joe confused. Perry, not Steve Perry. Well, I'm sorry.
Are you confused that F1 and NASCAR are different?
No, I know that they're different as far as the courses, the route that they go on. But what I'm saying is they both are driving a vehicle at a very high rate of speed.
Correct.
That it takes a lot of hand-eye coordination to do that.
And correct. Endurance because you're blowing lots of calories.
Yes. Athletes.
Right, but you just said you don't.
Because I think that you need to have some type of muscle behind doing whatever you're doing in a sport. So driving a golf club, swinging a bat, like all of that requires muscle, requires a different type of skill than I think is required in NASCAR or F1. They're all athletes, but I think the car does more of the work than the actual person.
Okay, so you said they're all athletes.
Yes.
All right.
I said that in the beginning. I just said
you're saying what they do is not a sport.
I do not consider that to be a sport, no.
Okay.
All right. Peter in Belmont, good morning.
Hi, this is Peter. I think you need to put guardrails around what an athlete is, because you can sit there and say hot dog eating and Joey Chestnut, sport fishing,
right,
you know, gamers are all athletes. But if you don't put any guardrails and say it's the six major sports and we're going to only look at these, you can include everybody has a case to be made that they're an athlete.
Right.
Right.
That's why Curtis brought up the bowler.
Right.
Why can't he be an athlete?
If eating is a sport, I am one of the greatest athletes in the world.
So well, not anymore, because you're swimming in an XL. But sure. I would also say the notion that I can't get over this. You use every muscle. Imagine a sport where you didn't use every muscle.
Yeah, I don't really get that.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I see. That's why we've always had this conversation. I've always, you know, I'll die on this hill. We throw the word athlete around too loosely, right? It's like, well, Michael Phelps is an athlete.
So what do you have to do to be an athlete in your mind?
I think in my mind, for me personally, when I think of athletes, I think of people that can do something that takes multiple athletic coordination and movement.
And to me,
which is swimming
at one time.
It's swimming.
No, because swimming is really just moving your arms and that's it.
No, and then you do a flip turn to.
But that, like, that's.
That's part of a swim. That's part of. That's what I'm saying. That's different than just regular swimming.
Like a gymnast, I give you. To me, that's an athlete because a gymnast got to run, they got to flip, they got to land, they got to do multiple things.
But you have to do a flip turn in a race.
A flip turn is underwater that we all can do.
Have you ever tried?
Yes, we've all swam and we all have done the
flip turns.
It's under the water.
You're lying now.
So
now
you've
I
never,
know you're lying.
So you've never tried what they do underwater to flip turn. Nobody say we're good at it.
No,
but
no,
we all tried that.
Because I swam.
Right. I've never done what Simone Biles done. Has done a backflip.
No. Okay. I've done that too.
I've done a flip turn underneath the water.
And then,
Courtney, you were an elite athlete.
Wiggy, there's no way that you have done a flip turn. Give me a break.
A flip turn is you just flip under the water and push off the other
side. There's no way you've done it.
Courtney, you make it sound like you're asking me, have I ever dived off
it?
Right. Have you climbed Kilimanjaro?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it takes skill to be able to flip
underneath the water.
No, to while you are swimming towards a wall, to gauge the distance, be able to flip at the right time,
right,
and then go towards the other way.
Yeah, but that's not something that's difficult to do. You're wearing goggles.
Sorry, I forgot. You're an NFL player, so nothing's hard.
If you're wearing, listen, James is how old?
He is two.
Once he starts swimming, I guarantee you, put some goggles on him.
He swam this morning, actually.
Okay, so I guarantee you he could do a flip turn.
He's actually advanced, so he's not a great person to use.
You said, if you were to say, like, what Simone Biles does. No, I've never done a backflip, and I never would even attempt to run and flip up. Or somebody who dives off a diving board at 40 feet above the water. You're saying something underneath the water where you're just flipping over and pushing off the wall.
Yeah,
and diving is not really a sport because it's relying upon judges, which is why gymnastics is kind of, they're athletic. But like anybody that's, you need to be able to win on your own without somebody telling you who won.
Gymnastics, it is point-based, though. Like, certain skills have a point like a point associated with it.
Yeah.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving is like degree of difficulty times stuff. It is just a disaster. Let's go to Mike in Southie. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good conversation. Curious, though, if you consider NASCAR a sport, where does horse racing fall in, and who would be the athlete?
Well, you'd have to ask Courtney that, because I don't consider it a sport.
I do not consider horse racing a sport.
Me neither, but I think that there are athletes.
Okay, so basically then everybody's pretty much an athlete.
Right.
If you're playing, if you're doing something professionally, that includes type of endurance, yeah. I think
would you consider a professional bowler an athlete?
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So in your world, everybody.
Mookie Betts, 2-sport athlete.
Did you know he bowls?
Yep.
I love those conversations on the ESPN. Let's go to Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hey. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
I just have this to say. First of all, the list is stupid, but I'm 100% with Courtney on this. If you're an accomplished already bowler, golfer, anything, and you get a muscle sprain, right, what do they tell you to do? Go to a pool and swim. Water resistance. That makes you an athlete, I think, right there. You're using everything. And they never tell you to get on a motorcycle or in a car or grab a bowling ball to cure your bad back.
Well, that's because when you're in the water, you don't put any type of pressure and stuff on your joints. That's why they do like a lot of water aerobics, especially when they get older. I think the conversation and the issue that I have here is that Courtney's in the world of everybody's an athlete.
No,
if they do something professionally.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my point. So if you throw dots professionally, there are dot leagues out there. Or if you're...
That's maybe where I draw the line.
Or if you're somebody who...
I mean, what about competitive drinking? Like, you know,
cornhole?
You can pound a beer.
Cornhole. If you're a professional cornhole player, you would consider them an athlete.
No.
I think the best way to describe it is an athlete combines physical ability with skill. And swimming has both of those things. You need to have the skill to understand the timing of turns, where, you know, breathing, how, you know, they always go underwater for a while.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how any of it works, but that's definitely a skill. As opposed to, like, I just feel like the way that you can do these is really just, you should have had an Olympic category.
Yes.
Where all of those are in one bag.
Right.
So you have Michael Phelps, Simone Biles, you know, Greg Louganis, whatever, everybody in there together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the major sports, and then you have tennis and golf.
And then you have the racers.
Right.
The water stink.
The water stinks.
The problem is...
Well, is that in Paris, Scheim?
Yeah, actually, live from Paris.
The mayor just went in yesterday.
What's that?
The mayor just went in the Seine yesterday.
And did they pass away today?
Nope.
Oh, good.
What event did you do in swimming?
I did the IM, actually.
What's that?
International medley.
Yeah.
Well, which one is that? Just the regular swimming?
Breast, back, fly, and free.
All right. Now, the breaststroke, I feel like, is that the one where you come up and you do that?
No,
right.
That's the butterfly.
That was actually at Magic City. Here's Courtney with what's trending right now. Coming up next, we'll give you our top five most influential Boston athletes of the last 25 years.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Individual medley, not international medley. God, I'm all over the place. Steve Perry, Joe Perry. It's time for a vacation.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Brad Stevens has weighed in on Jaylen Brown not being named to Team USA and his feelings towards that. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, Jaylen's a great player. Jaylen, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that Jaylen could be on any team, could be on any Olympic team in any year, right? And but at the end of the day, you know, I think his approach, and you know, he talked about how he called Derek. He talked about his own feelings from it. But I know this about Jalen: whether he has success and gets all the accolades, like Finals MVP or Eastern Conference Finals MVP, or if he feels like he got left off the team, I know he's going to be motivated and hungry regardless.
Fenway Sports Group has pulled out of talks to buy French football team Bordeaux, and round one of the Open is underway at Royal Troon Golf Club in Scotland. Shime, who's the leader right now?
Currently still Justin Thomas. He's in the clubhouse. He's finished his round. He is 3 under, and then there's a group of about 4 or 5 golfers behind him at 2 under.
Caitlin Clark has beaten the WNBA record for assists in a game. She has 19 in her Fever's loss to the Wings last night. The WNBA is also getting a big payday. They're going to triple their media revenue per year with this new deal that the NBA was able to close.
Awesome. The big thing in the WNBA now, I see like a lot of people talking about it. I think Shaq was talking about it, is now the race for the WNBA Rookie of the Year, whether it's Caitlin Clark or, you know, people have been saying her or Angel Reese. So that will be interesting. That'll be the next thing we're talking about.
Yep. Can't wait.
Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between. Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Just quickly on that, is there any doubt that if the WNBA Finals was a 7-game series between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, it would outrate what the Celtics and the Mavs did? I think it would do it.
You might be right.
Well, I mean, because you look at what the national championship had more viewers than Celtics.
Yeah, so and you could probably find that they had more viewers in the LSU and Iowa.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go.
I mean, it could be 78 degrees right now in Boston. It's going to be partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 87.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.